This story is about a man that got cornered by a skunk while he was fishing. He didn't have nothing to do with him. And somewhere where he couldn't even move. This man went out fishing one afternoon. And he had his fishing pole and his bait and coat, everything. Was walking along by the creek and he was looking for a place where he was going to fish. So finally he came to a place where there was a kind of curve-like place and water was pretty deep there, I guess, and he knew there were a lot of fish there. And then there was an old log that it fell, almost fell into the water, but it was more out to where it was standing. It was an old log. So he went over there and tried it out and see if it would hold him if he walked down towards to the end of that log and fish from there. So he tested and it was all right, so he got his pole and everything ready. He walked over there to the end of that pole log, old log. It was a good fishing from there, you know. He's kind of stooped down and half sitting, half didn't sit so good, so he was just standing on one leg, I guess, or some way. So he started to fish. And he got two fish all right. Caught two fish. And then, while he was still sitting there, he smelled a skunk just a little bit. And then he thought that a skunk was around somewhere off. And then later, the sense got strong. The skunk's sense was stronger. And then it got stronger again. And then I guess all this time that skunk came to investigate what was going on that log and that stuff was piled there. And then this man looked back, and there he was. The skunk was standing right behind him. Almost he was on that log, checking him over. He looked back and stared at him, and he just sat like that. He couldn't even move. Every time he was going to move, kind of turn his head, while that skunk was ready to shoot him with his senses. Every time he moved, he kind of almost twisted his behind back every time he'd move. And this man didn't have nothing. No, don't know what to do. He just sat there and, but he was really mad at that skunk. But he couldn't do anything to him. He just sat there like that and stared at him, and that skunk was standing there too, staring at him. And for a long time, that skunk stood there. And this man got tired sitting the way he was sitting, and he had much space there. So he figured that he was going to just make a quick dive and swim to the other shore. Just then, the skunk turned around and started going away from him, and he just sat there like that. That skunk would stop every now and then and turn back and look at him. This man couldn't do anything, so the skunk went away. And then this man, after the skunk was gone, this man got up and went to where his stuff was and picked up all his stuff, went home. He said, that's the last time I'm ever going to fish. That skunk really fixed me up. He said, I'm not going to ever go fishing again. So that's the end of that fishing trip he took.